This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about being on a new path, but with no title. So we're wrapping up our series that's been honoring graduates, and this topic reminds me of once when I attended an event and I was listening to a lady rather awkwardly describe her new path. She explained how she had just lost her corporate job due to a merger, but she wasn't going to seek another corporate job. She felt as though God was leading her on a new path. And in the interim, she was doing some temporary work. And I could relate to this woman's every word, even the awkwardness in her delivery, because she was telling my story. And sometimes when you're working for God, all you have is the feeling He's put on your heart. All you have is the assignment. You don't have a title. And King David was in a similar position. Although he was named king, he wasn't formally crowned king until nearly 13 years later. And I believe God is doing two things when we're in this place. First, He's preparing us. He not only wants to give us the title, but He wants to make sure that we're spiritually strong enough to keep it. And second, He's testing us. He wants to make sure that we will be faithful with or without a title. This is why many are called, but few are chosen. Many people can't endure the preparation and testing periods. So David teaches us that he didn't need a title to fulfill God's assignment, and neither do we. So as you think about what assignment you are on, remember these words. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. James 1:12. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember you've been chosen by God, and that's all you need.